This week on Midwest Week, a veteran political reporter talks about the presidential campaign. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Don Gagne, national political correspondent for NPR. And Don, you've covered a lot of campaigns for NPR. Is this year different or just another in the long list of campaigns?
This is not just another in the long list of campaigns. I guess I should answer that by saying every year is different. Mm-hmm. My first full-time campaign, somehow I wound up in West Palm Beach, Florida, peeking through the windows while they were holding ballots up to the light, trying to see if that Chad was hanging or not. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
So that one was plenty different, right? Mm-hmm. And then it felt like the next couple, the Bush reelect kind of felt like it was in the norm of of campaigns. But 2008 was the battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in the primary. So that one was sure something we hadn't really seen the likes of before. But this one, yes, this one is different. It is absolutely different by any standard. And I guess what is to explain that a little bit, what has made it so different is you think you learn a few things covering elections and politics for as long as I have. I mean, my first full-time one was in 2000, but I had a piece of elections
too,
going back to 1988, really. And this year, my instincts have failed me at every turn. And what it reinforces is something that I've always tried to follow. You don't go on the air with your instincts. You go on the air with what you've learned by attending events and talking to voter after voter after voter and just trying to get a sense of things. But I'll tell you, a lot of what I thought I was going to hear and see and what was going to happen based on events just hasn't played out. So it has made it really kind of a topsy-turvy year.
Now, there's a lot of talk about angry voters this year. And are they more angry than usual? It seems like every 4 years, every 2 years, people talk about what isn't right and what should be done. And is this year any different?
I always find angry voters because there are always people who are upset with the country and they're upset if their party or isn't in control or if they feel like their life, their point of view, whatever it is, isn't being represented, isn't being addressed. So you always get angry voters. But this year it does seem like it's a larger number. And there's frustration, certainly, at the slow growth of the economy. There's, but it's still growth. But again, it's people who feel like they're being left behind. But you also see anger that's not just about the economy. It is about how America is changing. And there's a sense that, you know, especially if you talk to working class white voters, that they feel like they're getting maybe the raw end of the stick sometimes, and they're not sure how they fit in as the demographics of the country change significantly. So you get all of that, and some of it you would see in the Tea Party, a lot of it you would see in the Tea Party, and a lot of it now we're seeing certainly at the campaign rallies of Donald Trump, and you know certainly Ted Cruz as well. But a lot of the Trump supporters.
Now, do you see Trump and Bernie Sanders as being similar in some ways, appealing to people in their parties that felt like they have not been paid attention to?
Yeah, I'm always careful about saying they're similar because then people think you're saying, oh, they're the same. And they're very much not the same. But on specific issues, you know, they're talking about getting tough on trade and these horrible trade deals as they describe them and TPP and PNTR and NAFTA and CAFTA and it becomes this alphabet soup. But there are, you know, there are certain segments of the economy and certain parts of the country for whom those trade deals have not been great. You'd have to get an economist in here to have the bigger discussion about, you know, their overall impact. But they're both tapping into that. And Trump is tapping into one kind of voter and Sanders is tapping into another kind of voter. And it's a little bit like every now and then on certain issues, you've got the political spectrum, you know, left to right. And sometimes left and right meet around the backside, you know what I mean? And it kind of feels like there is a little bit of that going on. But again, there's solutions kind of broadly and their platforms broadly couldn't be more different. But on trade and on the some aspects of the economy, you can see some similarities.
Now, after covering the campaigns all these years, how do you keep from getting really cynical?
So, I am not a cynical person by nature, which isn't...
It's a good quality in political reporter.
Yeah. I mean, I have my moments, as my family will tell you. But I tend to be, an optimistic person. And... I don't approach stories from a cynical point of view, and I like to think that's why sources from across the political spectrum talk to me and listen to me, and I hope trust me. Maybe I'm more skeptical than I am cynical. Mm-hmm. If I can kind of draw a distinction there.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
A touch of anything is good. A touch of cynicism is good, but you don't want to be a total cynic on every story saying, I've seen this before. I've heard this before. I'm not one of those guys. And I can go to a rally, and I have covered, candidates from start to finish of a campaign. So I've heard their speeches over and over and over, sometimes multiple times in a day. And you're always still looking for a new wrinkle. You're looking for something new that they've added based on the day's events. Mm-hmm. But I'm also always looking around the room. And it's suddenly there's like that person over there who looks like they're paying attention in a certain way. Or they got a look on their face I haven't seen before. So I'm always looking for that person to go up and talk to, just to see if they can help me see the event in a new way as well. And I think that that helps keep the hardcore cynicism at bay.
Now, there's been talk in recent weeks, and well, probably every campaign, about objectivity for reporters. What's your feeling about that? Is it NPR policy and you're fine with it, or what?
I mean, NPR policy is that as a reporter, we don't express a point of view.
Right.
And, I mean, you can call that objectivity, or you can call that, being fair. A lot of ways to describe it. The way I like to look at it is I just like to tell you what I learned. I like to tell you what I heard. And I like to accurately represent the people I spoke with, no matter their point of view. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if somebody says something that doesn't hold up, to the facts, you push back, you challenge them, you do all of that. But at all times, I want people to think I'm being an honest broker with them. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect, obviously, but I like to tell people what I happen to think about a story, or what my editor happens to think about a story. And we don't always think the same thing about a story, but we have no right to impose our opinions on our listeners. And there are news outlets where you can do that. There are news outlets that lean left. There are news outlets that lean right. There are news outlets that are nothing but opinion. And that's not me, and that's not us. We bring commentators on to share their opinions, and sometimes they're embedded in our stories, and sometimes they come on after our stories. But if I feel like I need to start telling people what to think, that's kind of when I probably need to go do something else.
Time for retirement.
Yeah, and there's plenty of other places to get that, either other media and also elsewhere on our stations and elsewhere within any day's broadcast.
And one last thing, Don. On a regular basis, how much time are you traveling versus even sleeping in your own bed now and then?
I'm in hotel beds more than I'm in my own bed, and that's just the norm in a campaign year. This one's has been typical in that regard, and this is the time you're just on the road. So I get home either weekends, or sometimes my weekend is Monday, Tuesday. So I'm rarely on the road for more than 5 or 6 days in a row, except for from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina. That was kind of a long stretch. But it's okay. It's a heck of a story.